Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third, the second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh, the catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull bunts towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive towards third. Wirt catches it and steps on third to double up Campaneris. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Cash reaches second base with a double. Lump moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to third. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Cash moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash scores. Kaline moves to third. Horton moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jack Aker now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump bunts in front of the plate. Brian fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles strikes out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jack Aker. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan strikes out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparma hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 1 in the game. Tardabul strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Cash steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 3 in the game. Sparma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Westock now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing second base. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.